With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The vast majority of wolves live on the National Forest or other public lands of the West, the same lands commonly used for livestock production. With predators and livestock sharing the same lands, conflicts can arise. That's why when ranchers hear about wolf hunting, they usually don't have many reasons to protest. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game is now proposing a rule that would permit hunters to bait and kill wolves throughout the state, and they're seeking public comments on the possible change. Mike Keckler is with Idaho Fish and Game and says comments are being accepted through June 26th.
What the commission is doing is taking a look at also allowing hunters to bait for wolves outside of bear seasons. Right now, the commission does not have the authority to do that, and they've heard from some hunters who would like that opportunity. And so what they're doing is putting a proposal out for the public to look at and to comment.
But he says it's not a given that the rule will pass.
All this does is create the authority. The actual rules cannot go into effect until the commission sets a season. And they do that. The earliest this could be considered for any sort of season setting would be next March. But again, the commission has to adopt the rule first, and they have not made that decision. Right now, they just want to hear what the public has to say about this.
If allowed, Idaho would be the only state in the country to permit wolf baiting. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.